Afternoon, I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 3:04. The Tennessee General Assembly's special session for redistricting technically started yesterday, but lawmakers are really getting down to business today. They released a proposed map. It would split Memphis into three districts and further fracture the Nashville area into five. If passed, all of Tennessee's nine congressional districts would likely be represented by Republicans. That's in a state where roughly a third of voters supported Democrats in the past two presidential elections. Before the assembly can adopt this map, it will have to undo a 50-year-old state law that prohibits mid-decade redistricting. It will also have to clarify some logistics for this summer's elections. There's a pitch to get rid of the residency requirement for just the primary. That means someone who doesn't live in a new congressional district could run for the seat in July's primary and move into it by November's election. Another pedestrian has died after getting hit by a vehicle on Nashville streets. Monday afternoon, a man was hit by a semi-truck at the corner of Gallatin Pike and Trinity Lane in East Nashville. The victim was identified by the Contributor Street newspaper as one of its vendors, Billy Ray. A memorial describes him as a person fighting addiction and facing hardships as an unhoused resident. Metro police say there had already been a dozen pedestrian deaths in Nashville this year, compared to three at this point last year. Here's Lieutenant Erica Bowden.
We're going to see a higher number of pedestrians out on the streets with the weather getting nicer like it is today. This year, we have seen an increase in the number of pedestrians being hit on our roadways.
The main Gallatin corridor has become a focus in the city's Choose How You Move initiative. In a meeting last month, Metro officials reported there have been more than 800 reported crashes in the last 3 years along the stretch. They said high vehicle speeds, poor lighting, and lack of pedestrian infrastructure are all factors.